for the southerners, self-rule and establishing their own state is very vital for them. For the north, the oil wealth is very important. So if the south elects to secede, this means that the oil wells will go to the south, and the north will not make that easy. So many observers think that war might be inevitable if there's any problem with the referendum in 2011.
How do you think an almost certain victory for the National Congress Party will impact on the conduct of next year's referendum?
Well, they will feel empowered because what al-Bashir's government and the NCP are shooting for in these elections is to have some kind of international legitimacy, because the West thinks that to avert war is to be nice to the NCP and then hoping that NCP will be nice to the southerners in 2011 for the referendum, and that will make the secession easy. But the NCP feel that they have all the right to defend the country, and that means even if it takes to go to war, they will try to prevent the secession of the South.
President Omar Bashir has been indicted by the International Criminal Court. Can this still be used as a tool to encourage Mr. Bashir to abide by international standards for the conduct of next year's referendum?
Definitely, yes, because al-Bashir hoped to attain elections that by gaining legitimacy, he hopes that he can drive some kind of deal to either abolish or put the ICC warrant of arrest in the back burner. But al-Bashir is willing to sacrifice the country to save the regime. So if he sees that the ICC is still very seriously pursuing him, he may resort to some desperate actions, like reigniting Darfur, and definitely on the border of the south and north, also there will be insecurity or the violence there between those areas that neighbor each other.
Already this weekend, we've received reports of fighting between the South Sudan army and some Darfur Arab tribes that are in the southern part of Darfur. Does that serve the interest of President Bashir at this time?
Of course, people connect the dots. They all read only one conclusion, that al-Bashir, he will not hesitate to use any means either to push the international community into trying to drive a deal with him, to have him be on the helm of the ruling in Khartoum, and at the same time also to have this ICC somehow to go away or not pursue it somehow. And not only on the border between Darfur and the south, but also within Darfur, still we have some clashes going on, intertribal, and at the same time in February, the government attacked Jabal Marra, and still he used the same old tactics. So all those things, he feels that he has these devices and tools he can use to manipulate the international community. Like last year, the ICC warrant of arrest, he drove the 13 NGOs out, and for him, it worked, and he will try more and more of that kind of tactics.
How do you explain the fighting between the South Sudan army and Darfur tribes? Is Bahr al-Ghazal the area where the two could come into conflict?
Oh, yes. The South Darfur and the North Bahr al-Ghazal, they share a common border there. And this is also part of what is happening in southern Kordofan and those areas where they are bordering the other states of the South. So in case if there is any conflict arises, especially if there is like war between Khartoum and the north and the south, South Darfur will go back to Arab militias. They will join the government of Sudan in attacking the southern areas, especially in the Bahr al-Ghazal area.
What can the United States and Darfur activists in the United States do to ensure that Sudan lives up to its commitments regarding next year's referendum and also the fair conduct of the results of this election?
Well, by looking back at the track record of this government in Khartoum, they only submit and response if there is like a real credible threat. So, yes, I mean, you can use carrots, but at the end, you may have to use heavy sticks, not only to threat, but actually to really use it. And the government in Khartoum, also through the track record, they are smart guys. I mean, they're shrewd, and they're survivors. So if they see a credible threat, they will buckle and they will respond. Otherwise, they will try to play this game of cat and mouse with the international community, and especially with the United States. They can promise a lot of things, but they deliver none, until they see real threat to their beings there in the power then they will really drive meaningful concessions.
Well, many of the groups in the United States have been a little disappointed with the conciliatory type measures imposed by the Obama administration so far, but the Obama administration has vowed to ratchet up the stakes now because of the many things that are at risk given the new situation there. Do you think that they will show the resolve to follow through with tightening up the use of the stick?
They will, at the end, because this is the mentality of the people in Khartoum. They will not do meaningful concessions until they really see that there is a danger that can really be serious consequences to them. And the way, so far, after more than a year, the way the administration dealing with Khartoum, one cannot pinpoint to any accomplishment actually happened, neither in Darfur nor in the South. Even this, as everybody sees that the NCP had it their own way. So the administration really, at one point, it will be resorting to using sticks. But I hope that will not be too late.
Do you expect Washington to respond soon after the results of the elections are announced?
So far, the signals coming from Washington is not encouraging, which means that from what we read, even the State Department or General Administration and ex-President Carter, it seems that they are already accepting the results of these elections no matter what, as long as it keeps the NCP and Bashir in power, hoping that that will make the referendum in 2011 a smooth operation for the southerners to decide whether to secede or not. But always the NCP play this game of cat and mouse, and at the end they will just try to have their own way. And I am afraid that the administration will be in for a big surprise, a big disappointment.
Now, the Carter Center has said that it will reserve judgment until the elections are resolved on their final view of the fairness of the conduct of the elections. Do you expect them to change what they've been saying over the past few weeks with the announcement of the final results?
They may change some wording. They may be a little tough or harsh, but at the end, they will say this is full step and such kind of words that it will give comfort also to NCP that there will be no serious challenge to these elections. So in all, Carter Center, things are not encouraging. We thought that they will be neutral and they will say when they see the spade, they say call the spade. But we hear a lot of diplomatic words that only gives comfort to the NCP.
Well, given the anxiety over the comprehensive peace agreement and its chances of continuing after this election, can the international community still press the government of Sudan, presumably after they've won this election, to ensure that the independence referendum will go on as planned next year?
There will be a lot of problems, and they're already talking about that in Khartoum. One main thing, which has to do with the oil revenue, because most of the oil wells are in the south, and if the southerners vote for secession, that will deprive the north from that revenue or oil source. The oil in the south is very important source for Sudan now, and especially the northern government now. It sees that oil coming from the south, which they take 50%. If the southerners elect to secede, that 100% of that oil will go to the south. And that's one of the points where the north government or the NCP will not make the referendum balloting in 2011 easy. They're talking about hurdles. I mean, they're talking about ABA, which is a flashpoint, and they're talking about the oil wells in the south, and they're talking about demarcation also, the lines, which is the border between north and south. And by igniting those areas of dispute, they hope that they delay the referendum or they can try to strike a deal with the south.